The following podcast is brought to you by the Dominican University of California. Greetings and good day to you all. Thank you for tuning in to the Backwoods Show. Lace up your boots, grab your packs as we explore survival in the great outdoors. I'm your host, Jay, and remember, you're never just a mile away. Thanks for tuning in to this week's podcast of The Backwoods Show. I'm your host, Jay, and today we are going to be going over knot making and its many different uses. Make sure you are all packed up as we explore the utilization of knots. When people bring up the topic of knot tying, it's usually speaking about the survival situations enticed around it, or maybe you're knot tying for fishing, or trapping, something along the lines of that. However, in reality, most of us already know how to tie simple knots, and we don't even know it. We learned how to tie our shoes really early in life, and also many people can tie ribbons on gifts for Christmas, so knot making is just a skill that you will never forget. However, it takes some time and practice, much like other things in life. Aside from knot tying in our daily life, some knots in camping will enable you to secure tarps, shelters, and also be able to fasten the guide lines on tents. If you are traveling, you will be able to tie down gear to your car and, as a bonus, put up lines for drying your clothes or even hanging different things around camp. According to knotchart.com, nowadays, modern human beings can tie an average of no more than 4 to 5 knots. So, that is significantly less than our ancestors. It's not very noticeable in everyday life, but however, if you ever find yourself in a survival situation, these types of primal knowledge will be of very great importance to you. It is important to practice knot making because it is not very easy. Good knots hold, however, they are easy to open if you need them to be. So, they won't be getting stuck. It's kind of like the knots that I tie sometimes. There are different knots for different types of purposes. However, you know, practice makes perfect, like anything. Knots don't need to be complicated, and you should be using the simplest one to get the job done right. Sometimes, even with a heavy load, it's important to be able to open the knot if you need to be, because you never know if you're going to need to have to get that load down, and you don't want it to be stuck up there, especially if it contains stuff that you need. This is easier said than done, because like I've said before, practice makes perfect. If you do not fail while practicing knot making, you are not going to learn the difference of the wrong way to do it between the right way to do it, especially because you do not want the knot to slip or become difficult to open, especially if you need it to become open. Along with knowing what different types of knots to use and which ones to use, it's important that you have a good rope and also different types of rope for camping in your bag, because you never know which one you're going to need it and when. While backpacking or camping, there is a variety of different types of knots that you can use and that are useful at your disposal. However, it's important that you learn how to use these knots in order to use them effectively. To begin, is the adjustable grip hitch knot, most commonly used to secure a guy line to the ground or to help set up a tent fly. They also can be used to suspend a hammock or to just connect two ropes or two different types of lines together. It's good for if you have smaller ropes because it can be easily loosened and tightened without needing to have to untie a knot. The next type of camping knot is the Prusik knot. The Prusik knot is primarily used to secure one line to another, sort of in a perpendicular fashion. Some other uses are securing a tarp to a staked line or a tight line that's strung between trees, so you can hang up clothes and other stuff like that. Next is one of the most versatile and important knots to any outdoorsman, the bowline knot. It's simple to tie and can be used from everything to tying down loads in your truck bed to creating a makeshift rescue harness. Some other uses are making tent stake loops, throw a rescue line to someone drowning, use as a leash or a dog collar, hang a bear bag while backpacking, securing a cooler down in the back of your truck or car, and also making a clothesline so you can dry out your clothes. Now that you have heard some basics and some different uses of different types of knots throughout camping and other different applications like that, I'm going to share a story. At age 12, I had a hiking trip to Mount Rainier with my dad. Our goal was to hike up to Anvil Rock, just past Camp Mir. So, we had to prepare our packs, of course. We packed food, water, tent, all the essentials. However, we were staying overnight, so we used anchor knot ropes around items outside of our packs to kind of tie them down. Also, to note, we had paracord bracelets on, just in case. You don't need to be wearing a paracord bracelet. However, if you have one in your backpack, it's always handy in case you ever need it. In the hike, we expected it just to be uphill pretty much all the way. At most, we were expecting maybe to use our crampons. However, we couldn't expect what we were faced with. More ice was coming, so we needed more than just our crampon ice spikes. In order to do so, we tied ourselves to solid trees as we went up and up, just in case the ice gave out and or we fell into a crevasse, which would not be a good thing, especially backpacking up on a mountain because it would take very long for you to get help. For the solid object, we used a constrictor knot. This knot I did not know at first, so my dad was teaching me as we were going, which was kind of difficult, but in the moment I felt that I learned it even better. Looking back now, I'm very glad that my father taught me this knot, especially at this moment in time, because now I remember how to make it, and I'm very glad because it's very imperative for safety, especially when dealing with ice and other different things that are up on the mountain, because you never know what will happen to you, as the weather can change within an instant. As we were approaching our camp, I was just finally glad we made it because it took a lot longer than we initially thought. Just having to make sure that we are tied off at each point just for our safety was making it a lot longer than expected. Once we became settled in, it became windy as the sun started going down. So, me and my dad used a series of taut line hitches to thoroughly secure the tent to the level ice and snow area beneath the tent. Also, using these types of hitches and keeping the line like very tight kept the tent secure in the wind, so then it wouldn't be blowing all over and so the tent wouldn't move at all. This is very important too for camping with your family, just to make sure that you are using tight line in order to make sure that the fabric will not be moving as much from the wind, because the wind can pick up and it can really rip through the tent. The next morning, I got up and made breakfast with my dad. He taught me how being able to untie knots is just as important as to tie them, because you want to make sure that you can actually lock on to the other rope that you're using and that it can carry a load without falling. However, you do not want it to get stuck, because in many different survival situations, you're going to need to reuse the rope and you're not going to have a lot of it at your disposal. So you're going to want to make all of it count. Now, in the climbing world, there is many different popular knots. However, the figure eight knot remains extremely popular amongst climbers. Travelers who enjoy climbing will probably be aware of this type of knot for tying their rope to their harness. Most travelers new to climbing may learn this type before discovering additional climbing knots. However, Every climber should know how to tie a figure eight knot, especially if it's going to be one of the ones that you use the most. It retains the rope's strength as well, so you can use it for almost any climbing adventure. Another very strong climbing knot is the barrel knot. Also known as the triple overhand knot, it's ideal for rappelling and belaying. This knot keeps the end of the rope from sliding through the belay device without your knowing. While the triple overhand knot might sound complicated to tie, it's fairly simple, especially if you already know how to tie a single or double overhand knot. You'll find this very easy. This next knot is very easy to learn for new climbers. It's called the clove hitch. Hitches represent some of the easiest climbing knots to tie. Climbing hitches also unravel as soon as you take them apart from an object, so you won't have any knot to untie once you're done climbing. The clove hitch represents an example of this kind of climbing knot. When you utilize this, you'll have the ability to attach a rope on a carabiner. The knot remains one of the most important knots for any climber to learn. You can use the clove hitch to secure lines along a series of posts, as well as belaying. Now, lastly, I wanted to talk about the double fisherman's knot. However, this knot actually kind of falls under the classification of a bend. Many people still refer to it as a knot, so we're going to keep going with it as a knot. Once you tie the double fisherman's knot, you can climb without any worry. It remains extremely difficult to untie once it's had been weighted, so once it has weight on it, it makes it really difficult to untie. The double fisherman's represents one of the sturdiest climbing knots. After you load it, the two fisherman knots press against one another. One perk to tying this knot involves the ability to tie ropes of different diameters together. Also, you won't have to purchase ropes of the same diameter before going up on a mountain, so you can save money and have different types of ropes for different types of situations and not have to worry. Now that you have heard a lot about knots, I encourage you to go and research your own and to do some practice with them, because practice makes perfect. Make sure to check out some different websites online that have different tutorials on how to tie these knots, and make sure to practice, 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 because that's the only way that you are going to get better. And in times of need, you're going to be able to make these knots. Hopefully today you all learned something and will be able to take away some things that you heard. Thank you all for listening on this week's episode of The Backwoods Show. I hope to see you all next week, all packed up and ready to go. Thanks for listening. Bye.